On today's show, Tesla is being sued over the design of its semi-truck. Automakers had a better month in April than most expected. And Lexus thinks it has cracked the code on how to sell more hybrids. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. Automakers in the American market reported their sales for April, and the numbers look good. We said there was one yesterday, but there were actually two fewer selling days in April compared to a year ago. So we're using Ward's Auto's numbers, which adjust for that. Ward's reports that 1.3 million vehicles were sold, up nearly 3%, which resulted in a 17.1 million SAAR. All automakers saw an increase in sales, except for Honda, Hyundai, Nissan, and Tesla. In fact, Nissan's sales fell off a cliff. They were down 22%. Once again, sales of CUVs, SUVs, and pickups led the way. But sales of passenger cars fell 21%. In fact, customers bought 114,000 fewer passenger cars last month compared to a year ago. Even sales of the new Toyota Camry, which had been running red hot, fell by 1%. At some point, sales of these passenger cars have got to bottom out. But so far, the bottom has been nowhere in sight. And one reason why sales were up was that automakers increased incentives more than 8%. But Ward's points out they're facing stronger headwinds, including higher interest rates, rising gasoline prices, and more competition from late model used vehicles coming off of lease. You know, Lexus thinks it has figured out how to sell more hybrids, and it has nothing to do with selling them as green cars.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, propulsion solutions that support a clean, energy-efficient world.
Hybrids only account for a small fraction of the overall car market. Part of the reason is they're perceived as slow and boring. So Lexus is launching a new marketing campaign called Fast as H that sells the idea that its hybrids are fun to drive. As we reported earlier in the week, the company is offering less expensive versions of its hybrids, and even though the numbers are not large, sales of the hybrid RX jumped by 23%, while the NX soared by 233%. Speaking of performance hybrids, Porsche just announced the new plug-in version of the Cayenne. Here are the highlights. A 3-liter turbo V6 and an electric motor combined for over 450 horsepower and 500 pound-feet of torque. 0 to 60 can be hit in 4.7 seconds, which is nearly 3/4 of a second faster than the outgoing model. A larger 14.1 kilowatt-hour battery pack provides 44 kilometers or 27 miles of range based on the NEDC test. The Cayenne e-hybrid will also be the first Porsche to come with 22-inch wheels, and it goes on sale early next year with a starting price just under 80 grand. You know, with all its unique parts and pieces, it was really easy to spot a Hellcat at first from any other Dodge Charger or Challenger, even an SRT. But some of those Hellcat pieces made their way down the lineups. So Dodge just announced this new hood for the 2019 Challenger Hellcat that is said to take inspiration from Mopar muscle cars of the mid-60s and early 70s. We think Dodge looked at the Challenger RT from the early 70s, but to be honest, the first thing we thought of was classic Pontiac Firebirds. Coming up next, Nikola Motors accuses Tesla of stealing part of its design for an electric semi.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Nikola Motors, which makes hydrogen-powered semi-trucks, is suing Tesla, accusing it of ripping off the design of its truck. Specifically, Nikola says Tesla infringed on its patents for its wraparound windshield, mid-entry door, fuselage, fender, and side cladding. Nikola estimates the damage at $2 billion. While the designs do look similar, Tesla's Semi doesn't appear to be a direct copy to Nikola's truck. The Trump administration says it's going to back off on fuel economy and emission regulations, but so far, no official announcement has been made. But California and 16 other states are not waiting for the official word. They're suing the EPA in a preemptive move to keep the current regulations in place. And hey, be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours tomorrow with Steve Miller, the CEO of the International Automotive Components Group, or IAC. He has great insight as to what's going on in the auto industry. So tune in when the show goes live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website or on our YouTube channel. But that is it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.